Iranian cinema has a long and rich history, including groundbreaking films like Turtles Can Fly, Persepolis, and most recently The Salesman, which won the 2017 Academy Award for Best Foreign Film.
And now Wisconsin residents can get a taste of Iranian films at a film festival currently underway at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Hamidreza Nasiri joins us now. He's director and programmer of the first ever Wisconsin-Iranian Film Festival. He's a teaching assistant at UW-Madison. Hamidreza, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what led you to want to start this Wisconsin-Iranian Film Festival?
This is an idea that's like I had like 4 years, especially that I saw that like how so many people in Madison are interested in Iranian cinema whenever they showed films either in Marquee or in Cinematheque. The Iranian films, like so many people were there. Like I saw that like for Close Up, the Chazen Museum was packed, or for Fireworks Wednesday and the other Iranian films too. And Madison has great cinephiles that are interested in foreign cinema, which is amazing. So I thought, why not? Why not bring Iranian films, like more of them, to Madison? And so I was playing with that ideas for a few years until like this year I felt the urgency to bring them, the kind of like cultural, political urgency to have a festival of just Iranian films in Madison.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the urgency you felt? Why this year seemed the year that you wanted to act, and it was imperative that you wanted to bring this now?
Right. So without getting into so much politics, I would just say that the past few months have not been great for Iranians, especially Iranians in America. People, especially like politicians, like have said like a lot of things about us that are just not true. And some media have also like helped them in that terms. So I thought that's like, why not bring a truer picture of Iran and Iranian culture, something that is not mediated by other media, but they are made by like Iranian artists themselves and are about Iranian society. And especially that's like the films that we've brought to the festival, they are giving a very diverse picture of Iran, and they are not just like, oh, see, that's like how great Iran is. No, we are not trying to do that, but we are trying to show that like how life in Iran really is, how Iranian people live, what's their culture, what's their history, and those things. So that's like they get an alternative picture. I don't like to use that word anymore, but alternative picture, maybe a truer picture of Iran and its culture and society.
I'm not a huge cinephile, not a huge film fanatic. I haven't seen a lot of films from Iran, but I keep hearing from people in the know, this is an amazing film tradition going back decades. Can you talk a little bit about the Iranian filmmaking recent history?
Right. So, the history starts like just a few years after cinema was invented. So we had cinema in Iran right after its invention with all other countries. The prestigious like Iranian cinema started with the new wave in the 70s. When like some young filmmakers, educated ones, some of them learned filmmaking outside of Iran, started to make films that were like closer to art cinema. They went to the festivals, they won awards, and they were like intellectually appealing and also appealing to the audience as well. So they continued filmmaking, and also generations after generations, they trained new filmmakers. Their assistants started to make films. New filmmakers started to make films. But I would say that like the prestigious Iranian cinema really starts after the revolution. Especially the 90s was the golden era in Iranian cinema, when like every year the films were getting out of Iran, going to Cannes, Venice, Berlin, and they were like winning so many awards every year. So both the prestige that came to Iran and kind of like exposing the world to the culture and also the kind of enthusiasm that is in Iran towards cinema and storytelling in general, that we've had like thousands of years of storytelling traditions in different mediums, and from literature to theater and other things. They actually made everyone enthusiastic about cinema. So many people go to theaters, and we have like a lot of film schools, books, journals, a lot of things. Cinema is a huge thing in Iran. So that's why, because it's a very diverse in terms of both production and the audience, it is alive. And the government, while it is putting censorship on Iranian cinema, but also they've been helpful in terms of like funding it at the same time.
We're talking with Hamid Reza Nasiri, director and programmer of the first ever Wisconsin Iranian Film Festival, which is going on now. And Hamid Reza, could you tell us about some of the films that are showing? One weekend is over already, but tell us about some of the highlights.
So last weekend, we showed The Salesman by Farhadi, the director of also A Separation and About Elite. And the film just won Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. So the Marquee Theater in US South was completely packed. That was amazing. And before that, we showed I'm Not Angry, which has been banned in Iran for 3 years because of the political aspects of the film. And that was also a huge turnout. More than half of the marquee, which has like more than 300 seats, was full. And on Sunday, we showed Kiarostami's last film and also a documentary about Kiarostami, which it was a good turnout too. This coming weekend, we are showing A Dragon Arrives, which is like mixed genre. It's kind of like crime thriller, surrealist, docu-fiction, noir, everything that you think of. Like, it's a crazy film, and it's super entertaining. And then after that, we are showing a U.S. premiere of the film Breath. This is also made by a female filmmaker, and it has an anti-war theme, but it's a film that you can watch with family because it's all shown. It's a fantasy shown through the perspective of a little girl with her family, and she's just like putting herself instead of the protagonist of the books that she's reading. She loves reading books, and the family goes through the revolution and then the war in '80s. It's a beautiful film, beautifully shot, and you can watch it with your family. It's a very entertaining film. On Sunday, our plan is to show Downpour, which is a 4K restoration of a classic film done by Martin Scorsese Foundation. We have to keep you posted on that. Recently, a problem came up with the DCP file that the distributor from Italy sent to us. We're working on it. We're working hard on it. Hopefully, we can fix it. So keep posted. You can check out our Facebook page and also our website to actually find out more about that.
Now, if people are out there listening, thinking, Iranian cinema, okay, I want to check it out, maybe can't make it to the festival itself, what are some good things that people could hunt for, maybe at their library, maybe through streaming, that might be a good entry point?
Well, if you're interested in Iranian cinema, there is kind of a Netflix of Iranian cinema called IMV Box. So imvbox.com. There are many films that you can just watch for free, and there are many films that you can just like for, I think, $3 per month. That's the subscription. It's very cheap. You can watch the like very recent films that just came out of theater, and also older movies. That's a great thing. There are also like some things on Amazon Prime. There are some in Madison Public Library, in the 4-star, and
but if you can name a couple names of movies we should try to hunt down, whatever the source.
I would say check out Kiarostami's films, especially I would say Close Up. Through the Olive Trees is hard to find, but if you find it, that would be great. anything you see from Kiarostami that would be great. A Separation, which is like has become the most iconic film in Iranian cinema now outside of Iran, especially in America. That's a great film to check out. There's also, I would say, to also get a more like a closer picture of like Iranian society, I would say check out more mainstream stuff, even like comedies and other things on, especially IMDb box that are available. Check out the comedies. I show some clips of like Iranian comedies to a community in Washington County, and they were laughing and they were enjoying it. So I thought that's like, well, our comedy can also like be shown outside of Iran. Why not be doing it? Why are we just like showing an exotic picture of Iran? That's one of the things that I have tried to have in this programming, to not just show an exotic picture of Iran, but a picture that is kind of like to see the similarities more than the differences between the people around the world.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. I just want to also mention that like Middle Eastern Studies program at UW has also helped us in this, and we are still short in our budget. So if you can go to our website, wiiranianfilmfest.com, there's also a donate button there, and you can also find the schedule and information about the films too. I hope I see more people this weekend. We are going to show amazing films. Thank you for having me again.
That's Hamidreza Nasri, director and programmer of the first annual, maybe there will be a second annual next year, Wisconsin Iranian Film Festival.